On a sweltering June day last year, the Dublin-based French Mansell family left their apartment in Leopardstown in South County Dublin and headed to Dublin Airport, flying to Reykjavik in Iceland. They checked into the luxurious five-star Edition Hotel for what appeared to be a week-long holiday for husband Emmerich Mansell, wife Ming Ting, and their adult daughter Catherine. However, on the day they were due to fly home, the bodies of Emmerich and Catherine were found dead from stab wounds in the hotel. It's News Talk Daily. I'm Ciara Doherty. Shortly after that grim discovery, Ming Ting was arrested at the scene. She was charged with the murder of her 30-year-old daughter, Catherine Mansell, a charge she denies. Prosecutors allege that she acted in collaboration with her husband, Emmerich Mansell. She hasn't been charged over her husband's death. Ming Ting Mansell's trial is now heading into its fifth and what is expected to be its final day. Well, joining me to discuss the evidence in this trial so far is Karen McHugh, freelance journalist based in Reykjavik, Iceland, and she's been covering the case. You're very welcome to News Talk Daily again, Karen.
Thank you very much.
Let's just start, Karen, at the very beginning here, because I think maybe some News Talk Daily listeners will have seen little bits of coverage of this in the newspapers in Ireland, but it hasn't been extensive. In fact, there's not been a huge amount of reporting on this right around the world. Maybe it's because this was an incredibly private family and there's not a huge amount of detail about their lives. But what do we know about how long they'd been living here in Dublin and what they were doing here in the city?
Yeah, so we actually don't know a whole pile about what the family were doing in Dublin. But basically what we do know is that the people involved are a family of three, two of whom, as we know, are now deceased. So the three family members are the wife, Ming Ting Mansell, her husband, Emmerich Mansell, and their daughter, Catherine Mansell. And this family were French citizens. They were from New Caledonia, which is an overseas territory of France. It's about 1,000 kilometres off the coast of Australia. It's north of New Zealand, that kind of region. And the family had been living in Dublin since 2017. So that's the link with Ireland. Emmerich and Catherine, as we know, are now dead. They were both found dead in the luxury Reykjavik Edition Hotel on the 14th of June last. And their mother and wife, Ming Ting Mansell, is the only one still alive. And she is now on trial for the murder of their daughter, Catherine, in collaboration with her husband, Emmerich, who is dead. And basically, yeah, they lived in Dublin. They seem to have lived kind of a reclusive life. And they were living in Leopardstown in what is apparently a fairly upmarket apartment complex. Catherine apparently worked in Airbnb offices not far from her home. And that's really all we know about their lives in Ireland. The only thing we know really is that they had an AIB account, a bank account, which was mentioned in their suicide note that they left. They said that the hotel could charge expenses to that. And apparently they were very reclusive. And from what I've heard in the trial, they had very sporadic and infrequent contact with their own families, and it didn't seem like they got to know anyone in Ireland except Catherine, who worked at Airbnb.
The indictment gave pretty disturbing details of what it is that Ming Ting Mansell has been accused of, and I want to warn listeners this morning, they are perturbing details, but they are, I suppose, central to the accusation against her and to this case.
Yeah, in the indictment, they are accused, both parents are accused of attempting to asphyxiate their daughter with a noose or a cord. It turned out to be a phone cord. And then eventually she died of two stab wounds, the second of which punctured her heart, as far as I know. So this is what happened. Apparently, they started the process in the bathroom of the hotel where Emmerich Mansell stabbed his daughter, Catherine, there once while her mother held her hand. Then they brought her out to lie on the bed, as that hadn't exactly worked. They gave her sleeping tablets then that they had bought in Dublin. Apparently these were over-the-counter sleeping tablets. And alcohol, which Ming Ting Mansell said she didn't recognise what type of alcohol. But they gave this to her apparently to make things go easier for her. And then after the initial stabbing hadn't worked, she apparently asked her father to stab her again to restart the process. And he had done this. And apparently then after this, they realized that Catherine was no longer breathing. But yes, it says in the indictment that they had also used a noose, and that Ming Ting Mansell said that she doesn't remember this, she wasn't watching. But apparently, yes, that was also found, and it was used to try to strangle her.
And has there been any evidence given at trial as to how Emmerich died?
Yes, apparently he died from two stab wounds, and they were apparently self-inflicted. That is what Ming Ting says.
So the allegation here, and what's central to the prosecution's case, is that this was a family suicide pact that was planned while they were here in Ireland, and which they intended to execute when they got to Iceland, got to Reykjavik.
Yes. So when the police initially came on that morning, they were called at 7:15 a.m. Ming Ting Mansell was there, and the bodies of her husband and daughter were in the room. And apparently she said that she had killed two people. But now she denies that. And she says that it was a planned family suicide that all three were consenting to, and that it was her husband who actually carried out all the stabbings. And she says that she wasn't in her right mind that morning when she admitted to that. And she said in court last week that she had said, "I killed two people," simply to attract attention and to get the police to react to the situation. So she is charged along with her husband with the murder of their daughter, and the case centres around the ability of Catherine to consent to her own suicide in this case, and whether or not she in fact wanted this to happen or not.
What is the timeline from their arrival in the hotel in Reykjavik to the discovery of the bodies at the hotel, and who made that discovery, or how was that discovery made?
Yes, so Ming Ting Mansell herself says that she that after she realised that both her family members were dead, that she had actually tried to kill herself in the bathroom of the hotel with a hairdryer in the shower. That when that hadn't worked, she had cleaned up the area a little bit, and that she had contacted reception to let them know. So hotel staff came up, and they were the first on the scene. And I think they thought that maybe an accident had happened, and then they contacted police. And as the police were en route to the hotel, they were told that there was a knife involved. So, yes. And Catherine Mansell had asked for time off from the 6th to the 13th of June. She'd asked for time off work. So the family had arrived in early June, I think the 6th or the 7th. Apparently they had walked around Reykjavik. One interesting thing I heard from Ming Ting Mansell's evidence, which she gave on the first day, was that they had bought presents actually for her brother and sister, and they had posted them some souvenirs from Reykjavik, and they had also all posted their wills to Emmerich's sister and to Ming Ting's sister and brother. And also some interesting evidence that has come up is that the last known sighting of the family coming back to the hotel is on Wednesday the 11th at 7:15 p.m. So according to Ming Ting Mansell's evidence, they went out for a last meal to a place called Sushi Train, about 5 minutes from the hotel. And then they came back, they listened to some music, they watched some television, and then they began the process of taking their own lives. But she thinks that this was on the Friday. You know, she called reception on Saturday morning. And for her, in her mind, she said it all happened in the one night. So in her mind, that would have been the 13th, the Friday. But the actual reality of the situation, apparently, is that they came back on Wednesday, the 11th, from Sushi Train. So that gives an extra 48 hours that are unaccounted for, that they were in the room the whole time, because they did not leave the rooms after that. So, and the medical examiner actually said that the daughter and the husband had died at 10 o'clock in the morning and 11:30 in the morning, respectively, with a slight margin for error there. And that leaves, 48 hours kind of unaccounted for her.
Let's talk about some of the police's evidence. There was a policeman who was one of the first on the scene who escorted Ming Ting Mansell to the hospital, and he gave evidence to the court. What other evidence came from those police officers as to what Ming Ting had said?
He said she had told him in English, "I killed two people." and that he had accompanied her in the ambulance to hospital, and that she had shown not much emotion, he said, that she hadn't shown much emotion, but that she had been emotional when she realised that she wasn't going to die, and that she realised she just had a punctured lung, but that it wasn't life-threatening.
The prosecution alleges that she acted together with her husband, that they acted in collaboration. What evidence have they put forward to support that allegation?
Basically, there was a plan involved, apparently. Mingting Mansell said that her husband, Emmerich, had kidney disease, which is very serious. He was on dialysis 3 times a week. And she said it was affecting his ability to work and that he couldn't concentrate. And so he decided that he wanted to die before he lost everything and when he could still decide to do it. And apparently he couldn't accept losing his autonomy, she said, and that he had wanted to travel one last time. So the couple had therefore decided to do this in Iceland. But according to Ming, his wife, the real trigger for the suicides was a letter from his sister Francoise in New Caledonia. And in it, she accused him of stealing the family inheritance. And this apparently devastated him. And she said that he wasn't strong enough to defend himself. And according to his other sister, who also gave evidence, he didn't want to leave his wife and his daughter to face these accusations. So apparently they all decided to take their own lives. And his wife said that they had asked their daughter if she wanted to stay living and to be supported by her mother or her aunt. But she had said that she was okay with the whole family dying together, apparently, and that she wanted to go with her parents. So the whole case actually hinges around that. Was it her choice or was she influenced by her parents? But yes, there was also a suicide note that was presented in court, and it was apparently written by Emmerich Mansell. And it said in it, if anything happens to us, please contact his sister. And they also mentioned that any expenses could be charged to their AIB credit card, and that the hotel was wonderful, and that they were in no way to blame for what happened to them. So yes, apparently this had been a plan planned by Emmerich and Ming Ting, and they say consented to by Catherine.
And Emmerich Mansell's sister, Erica Mansell, as you said, she testified from France herself. What else did she say about her brother in that testimony?
Yes, so it was especially kind of interesting to listen to the testimony of both sisters, the sister of Emmerich and the sister of Ming Ting. And it kind of shed a bit more light on the family from outside and gave an idea of what their life was like. And so Emmerich Mansell's sister Erica testified via video from France. She said that the family lived like it was the 1960s. She said that they were always together and that Emmerich decided everything for the family. She said that he was very authoritarian and that Ming and Catherine were submissive. She said that when she saw them, it was always Emmerich who spoke, and she compared him to her own father, who she said had been the same. And she also mentioned that Emmerich did not trust many people. And she also described Catherine as having a slight intellectual delay due to a brain abnormality at birth. She said Catherine was very close to her parents, that they protected her a lot. She was slower than other children growing up, she said, but apparently she had caught up to a good intellectual level by the end of her teenage years. And she credited her brother Emmerich and Ming Ting with that. And she also said that she thought Catherine would have had big difficulties living alone. And one interesting thing she said was that she had become estranged from her family herself. Erica had become estranged because they rejected her for marrying a divorced man 30 years ago, and that nobody in the family spoke to her for all that time. And then she and her brother became close again after their mother died in 2020. And she met Emmerich for the last time in 2024 in Dublin. And he had told her at this time that he was very proud of Catherine because she had found a job, and for her, that was a big success.
And she also gave evidence of an email that she had received from her brother in the weeks before their trip to Iceland.
Yes, she had received an email from her brother, and in it he had said that we are going to disappear. That was what he said. So she understood from this that, in fact, the family were going to kill themselves. And the reason that he gave was that, you know, his kidney disease was very serious. And also this letter, an email that the family had received from Emmerich's other sister, Francoise, in which she accused Emmerich of stealing the family's inheritance. So apparently, yes, he was very troubled by that and by his kidney disease. And he had decided that they were going to disappear, and they were going to go on holidays. And apparently he signed off saying au revoir, which she took to mean that they were not going to see each other again.
Talk to me about Mingting Mansell and the psychiatric evidence that was put forward about Mingting and how she was at the time of these deaths.
Yes, so the psychiatric evidence given was basically that she wasn't impaired, basically, that she didn't have a psychiatric illness at the time, nor since, and that she was free and able to stand trial and fit to stand trial.
So we're going into what we believe is the last day of evidence today. Who else do we expect to hear from?
Apparently, we're going to hear from some police, and we're also going to hear from some guests who were staying in the hotel at the time. And this is expected to be the last day of giving evidence and of witnesses appearing. It's supposed to be a full day, and it's expected to be the final day.
And just for our listeners here in Ireland, it's not the same as a criminal trial here in Ireland or a murder trial here in Ireland. There's no jury. This is going to be decided by three judges.
Yes. So the Icelandic system is very different from Ireland, from the initial privacy laws to the court system. So initially when this happened, the victims were not named. As in Iceland, the police just don't have a history of doing that. Usually the word spreads in the community. So nobody knew their names until after Mingting Mansell was charged. And yes, there is no jury. It is a panel of three judges who will decide. So after today, if today is the last day of trial, there will be 4 weeks in which they have time to decide, and then they must give their verdict. So it's a panel of three judges, two men and one woman.
So we've kind of outlined a lot of the prosecution's evidence there. What is central to the defence's case here, Karen?
So the defence, Mingting Mansell, says that the family were all in consent about this situation. She said actually in her testimony that there was nothing hidden between the couple and their daughter, and that she knew everything that was going to be happening. And she said several times that they had asked her if she was okay with this and if this is what she wanted to do. And she has said several times that she gave her daughter the full freedom to decide what she wanted to do, and that she had decided that she wanted to go with her parents. So what they had done was they tried to arrange it the most as easily as possible for their daughter, they said, and that they had all wanted to go together. And this, she says that it was a collective suicide that they had all participated in and wanted to do.
Karen, as I said, there hasn't been a huge amount of coverage of this case here in Ireland. What's the reaction been in Iceland? Because the details are disturbing.
Yeah, so I think people just think it's very bizarre. I think in a way people are very aware that it's obviously a sad family matter too, and I think people are kind of respectful of that, you know. People are interested, but I think they're a bit removed from it. And I think the fact that the family, they just aren't known, neither here in Iceland or in Ireland, that it's hard for people maybe to relate to it on a human level. They're more anonymous. But yes, people are definitely intrigued. The Icelandic journalists I've been speaking to say that there is a big interest. They can see that a lot of people are reading about it. You know, it's kind of impossible not to be wondering about it and curious about it. But at the same time, I think, yes, the fact that it's obviously a sad family matter too, and given the ages and everything, I think people are kind of aware of that also. But yes, this is entirely unprecedented here. You know, usually people come here for a holiday of a lifetime and not to end their lives. And yeah, the murder rate here is also very low. So there's on average 2 to 3 murders a year the past 20 years. So yes, it's very unusual.
All right, Karen McHugh, we will leave it there. Thank you for bringing us all of the evidence from that trial, and we will bring you the result if we hear it here on News Talk throughout the day, no doubt. That's it from today's podcast. We'll be back with another News Talk Daily tomorrow. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.